This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320 WILS. On the phone with me now, Felipe Martinez, with Maxar Digital Studios in Livonia. Good evening, Philippe. How are you?
I'm okay, Cheryl, and you?
I'm very well, thank you. I appreciate you speaking with us. This is the first time I spoke with you. We were enjoying the fact that you had a grand opening for Maxar Digital Studios. The second time I spoke with you was only a couple of weeks after that, when Governor Rick Snyder's budget proposal came out eliminating the tax incentives and tax credits for the film industry. And tonight we're speaking because folks are up in arms in the film business about this in Michigan. And you had a huge gathering last night in the outside of the Detroit area, and I wanted to talk to you about that gathering. The numbers were huge who showed up last night, weren't they?
Yeah, it was quite amazing. It was organized by Ken Rose, and Mitch Albom came as a speaker, and Mike Bender, and you know, we had like close to 4,000 people that showed up.
That's an amazing number of folks. Now, who was the crowd made up of? People who are now in the film industry in the state of Michigan, largely?
Yeah. I mean, and entirely. It was only Michiganders in the crowd. I have to say that I was surprised. I must say that I totally underestimated how many people work in the film industry and are affected by this cut proposal. So when we arrived at the location, everybody was surprised. There was like 4,000 people, and you know, they were all obviously from Michigan, people that worked there, but also students. A lot of students came, and a lot of people that have studied film and that have started a film program in the last couple of years, because they were expecting to get a job when they graduated. So it was very, very overwhelming.
And the folks that were there and gathered and listening, like you told me the first time we spoke, you invested over $10 million in buildings alone, in revamping buildings and so forth, and opening Maxar Studios, and had hired 50 Michigan folks and had planned on expanding to more. And when hearing about the elimination of these tax credit, you kind of had to put the brakes on a lot of things.
Well, we already hired a year ago 50 people, and we still have right now 50 people permanently. We were planning to hire another 50 people permanently soon, and now it stopped the whole thing. Look, this is ridiculous. I mean, bottom line is I was very, very pessimistic last week when I heard the budget proposal, and last night something happened. There were so many people, and a lot of people spoke and explained how they're depending on the film industry to make their living. You know, people here, people from Michigan, a lot of students, a lot of people that have a small business. And there was an energy that, you know, we're going to have to fight that thing. You can't have something that has created so many jobs and just throw it away like that. It's not right for so many, I mean, for really thousands of people in Michigan. Now, that being said, you know, if the law needs to be changed a little bit, and for instance, you know, a big reduction on the out-of-state expenses, then be it, you know, because we, you know, everybody understands that times are tough and we all need to tighten our belt. But to throw away an industry that has created so many jobs, and also that's a hope for young people, you know, it's just ridiculous. So, you know, I think everybody yesterday, the message was clear, we're going to fight this. Everybody's contacting their legislator, and I know that other meetings are being set up.
And I know that there is, according to some material I got, that there's a rally being planned at the Capitol next month with this group. And again, just in an effort to reach legislators and make your voices heard, I'm guessing?
Well, listen, I thought when I moved to Michigan that the big deal is creating jobs. Okay. Well, you know, it seems that what has happened is a new budget proposal is that big corporations got a big tax break and that companies like us that create a new job have been told to leave the state. You know, so listen, this, you know, I was very, again, Cheryl, I was very pessimistic last week, you know, frankly, starting to talk to other state about relocating the studio. But when, after speaking to some of the other companies that have made long-term investment in the state yesterday, and to the workers, people are not going to go away. People were really upset yesterday, and people are ready to fight this proposal because it affects their life. You know, you have people that will not be able to pay their rent or their mortgage or their car payment in a couple of months if movies are not being shot here. People that have build their entire life on a livelihood from the movie business, you know, carpenters and hotels. This is a major catastrophe. That's what's happening. So I'm actually more optimistic today than I was last week. Last week I was pretty much down. But today I felt, you know, when you see such a big crowd and so many people that are affected by this proposal and their determination to fight it, you know, you say, okay, let's fight this.
Yeah, let's not give up yet. Let's push this and talk to the proper.
Sure, it just does not make any business sense. The film business has created 6,000 people, 6,000 jobs in the state already. There is a financial study by Ernst & Young that showed that it's already creating a profit for the state of Michigan. So it just doesn't make sense. All I can assume now is that the governor did not have the proper information when he decided to make that that budget, because anybody that has a little bit of business sense know that it just doesn't make sense. You know?
Well, and I did speak with John Truscott last night, who was Lansing lobbyist, very influential, who was hired by your group to work on this. And he said the same thing. The study from Ernst & Young shows that every dollar spent on the tax breaks generates $6 in economic activity. So he was echoing what you're saying, that if the governor is a numbers guy, that he will be able to see this and see the benefit that it has in creating jobs. And as John,
exactly,
as John said last night, and as you've told me before, this is a brand new industry. This isn't pulling one along and adding some more jobs. This is something brand new that the state is doing ahead of other states, and they're all new jobs.
It's brand new, and it was already created 6,000 jobs, okay? What do you want? What does the governor hope that suddenly an industry that has created in less than 2 years 6,000 jobs and that already turns a profit for the state, kill it? That doesn't make sense, because if that's the case, well, everybody's going to look very carefully at the budget and see who gets the benefit, like big corporation. You know, the fact is, you know, this is, you know, the film industry people that depend on this new industry in Michigan to make a living, and people that have made long-term commitment to the state are now ready to fight this.
Well, and some films, production companies have already pulled out scheduled films just on hearing this original news.
I mean, listen, right now the whole thing is blocked. Okay, some movies have pulled out. You cannot get certified for a film, okay, which means that you cannot plan how to shoot a movie in 3 months from now, okay? So that has already a massive impact on people's livelihood in the state, on hotels, on car rentals, on carpenters, on technician, crew members, okay? This has already caused a massive problem. So it needs to be fixed. It needs to be fixed now. We hope that the governor will now look at the Ernst & Young study and that he will have the intelligence to ask for a meeting with the people that have created the jobs in the state and, you know, work out a revision of a proposal. Or if not, then, you know, people will do what they have to do and you know, they'll go to fight this thing with the legislature.
Well, there is a lot to do, and as you said, and I don't think it's overstating, one of the articles I read said the industry's future is on the line, and that's for certain.
You know, Cheryl, let's forget all the big world, the industry, the movie business. You know, yesterday I saw 4,000 people, you know, small workers, people that, you know, need to pay their rent, their taxes in Michigan. Okay, people from here, students that just graduated. Those are the people that we have to fight for. I personally, and I believe I've told you that before, 99% of the people working on my films are Michigan people, Michigan taxpayer. So personally, I don't care whether we give a tax break on out-of-state budget items such as actors. You know, if it needs to be reduced, an actor coming from L.A., well, then we reduce it, okay? But to kill the jobs that has been created in Michigan, no, that's out of question, and we will fight this.
Well, Philippe, again, I appreciate your time telling us about the event last night. We will continue to follow the story as we have all along. Have a good weekend, sir.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you so much. Philippe Martinez, who is head of Maxar Digital Studios in Livonia. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.